Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Tzadi. We're up to Siv Vav, and we're continuing the Tfilos of Pesach and Chol HaMoed, and we're up to the Tfilos of Chol HaMoed, Siv Vav. B'chol Yimei Chol HaMoed, all the days of Chol HaMoed, Ushnei Yomim Tovim Achronim, and the last 2 days of Yom Tov, obviously there are 2 days in Chutz La'aretz, 7th and 8th day in Chutz La'aretz, Korin HaRevi, the Sefer Sheni, the Ramah adds in parentheses Revi, the fourth Aliyah, is read from the second Sefer Torah. The Karbanos Hamusafin Shebe Pinchas, the Karbanos Musaf, the Musaf Karbanos found in Pinchas, Umaschil, and you begin with the Hikraftem Ad Sof Piska, until the end of that section. We continue on in the Mishnah Berurah now, Sif Katan Yud, Korin HaRevi, Kay al Chol HaMoed. Okay, this is going on Chol HaMoed. The Ein Omrim Kaddish Ad Achar She Kara HaRevi. On Chol HaMoed, you don't say Kaddish until after you read Revi, She Nishlam Minyan Akruyim, because that's when the number of Aliyos have been finished. It's just that you're doing it from two Sifrei Torah. Masha'en came in Shabbos V'Yom Tov, as opposed to Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom HaKippurim, Nishlam Minyan Akruyim Kodem Shekarei Maftir. On Shabbos, Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, the number of Aliyos are done before the extra Sefer Torah, which is the Maftir, the Al-Kain, and that's why Omrin Tekev Kaddish. That's why you say Kaddish right away before you go ahead and before you open up the second Sefer Torah. You put the second Sefer Torah on the Bima, and then you say Kaddish, and then you lay for the second Sefer Torah. That's what you do on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur. Unlike we're saying now, Chol HaMoed, before the Kaddish, you open up the second Sefer Torah, you do Agman Galila, right? And then you open up the second Sefer Torah without any Kaddish in between. And again, you begin from, as Shulchan Aruch said, from the Graftem, which is the Pasuk after, right, B'chodesh HaRishon B'yom HaBasar, which you don't say anymore on Chol HaMoed. Okay? Sif Zayin. B'leil Yom Tov HaAcharon Mekatshin Al HaYayin Ve'ein Omrim Zman. On the last day of Yom Tov, okay, which is Yom Tov HaAcharon, which is the 7th and 8th day of Pesach, you do not go ahead and add Shechiyanu Zman to the Kiddush. You have Kiddush, Alayayin, regular Kiddush, without Shechiyanu. Haggah, comes the Ramah, and he says, V'oimim b'tfilo v'kiddush, Zman Cheruseinu, k'bo b'yom tov rishon. But you still say, Zman Cheruseinu, right? Chag amatzos hazeh, Zman Cheruseinu, like you say on Yom Tov Rishon in the regular Shemona Esrei's and in the Kiddush. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Bilel Yom Tov Acharon, Bein Bishvi, Bein Bishvini, whether you're talking on the 7th day or on the 8th day, which is Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. Sif Katan Yud Beis, Yibakachin Al Yayin, Yibkidish Al Yayin, Rison Al Omar, this means to say, Bibes HaKnesses, in the Shul, V'Kavanasa, and the Kavana is, Da'af, the Bishnei Leiles Arishonim, Ein Mekachin, Bibes HaKnesses. And the emphasis here is that although on the first 2 days of Yom Tov, they do not have Kiddush in the Shul, Beit Knesset, the Atam, and the reason we gave was Lefi She'en Lecha Ani B'Yisrael, there are no Aniyim in Yisrael, She'en Lo Arba Kosos, it doesn't at least have Dalit Kosos, Ma She'en Kein Hacha Lo Shayavzeh. But now, we're talking about the last days of Yom Tov, there's no idea of Dalit Kosos, so therefore, we make Kiddush, like we always do in Shul, for the Aniyim. Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Ve'en Omrim Zman. And in the Kiddush, we do not say Shechiyanu. Da'ainu, right? Shechiyanu, we don't say it on the last days of Yom Tov. She'en, meaning the 7th and 8th day of Pesach, which is the Yom Tov Achron. She'en O'regel B'fnei Atzmo, because unlike Shmini Atzeres, the last day of Pesach, the Yom Tov, is not a regel B'fnei Atzmo. It's not a Yom Tov B'fnei Atzmo. Kimo Shmini Atzeres Shel Chag, like Shmini Atzeres of Chag. Then he says, Mila Kishachal B'Shvi Shel Pesach O'Shmini, if there's a Bris Mila on the 7th or 8th day of Pesach, Omrim Yom Liyabasha Nefchu Mitzulim Kodem Gal Yisrael. you add before Gal Yisrael, you add the words Yom Liabasha Nefku Mitzulim. What is that? The idea here is that on all Yom Tovim, they don't say this special piyut that of Yom Liabasha Nefku Mitzulim before Gal Yisrael. Even when there's a mila, as we're going to see coming up, but on Yom Tov Achrom Shal Pesach, this piyut is shayich to the Yom because you're emphasizing the Kriyas Yamsuf, okay, and there's also the Tam of the mila on this day. So that's the idea of Yom Liabasha Nefchu Mitzulim. So that's what he says. And continuing on in the Mishnah Brura, V'imchal b'Shabbos Omrim, if it's on Shabbos, the bris, you say it Kodem Shira Chadasha, you add this before Shira Chadasha. Why? Mishum sha'az no'agin lomar ha'piyut, was then the minhag is to say the piyut shell of Barach Dodi Kodem Gal Yisrael. They used to add the piyut of Barach Dodi. Now, in our tfilos, okay, if you go to a Yaki Shul, you'll see these piyutim that are added and things like that, but nowadays in our davening in Shul, in the most Bote Ashkenaz, or even regular Nusach Sfar, you don't add these piyutim. But again, they used to have these piyutim. And he says, Masha enkein b'shar yom tov. Because as opposed to other yom tovim, they ain't omrim yom liabasha machmas mila. You don't say the piyut of yom liabasha, okay, due to a mila, okay? Ella imkein, unless it was chalu b'shabbos. Unless it was chal on Shabbos. The Magen Avram, okay, spells this out, and this is all in the name of the Levush. Again, this has to do with the Piyutim. The Piyutim said, O Kasav, Bimchal Yom Shvi B'Shabbos. It's also written that if Yom Shvi, the seventh day of Pesach, falls out on Shabbos, Omrim B'Yotzer in the davening, the Birchas Kriyashma, which is known as the Yotzer, you say the Piyutim of Shabbos Shal Cholamoy. You say the Piyutim of Shabbos Shal Cholamoy, even though it's Yom Tov Achron Pesach. Why? And they sha'az omim shir ashirim. Because that's when you would say shir ashirim, when Pesach falls out, Yom Shvi falls out, Yom Shvi of Pesach falls out on Shabbos. You say shir ashirim on that day, and the piyutim shal Shabbos chol hamoed, and the piyutim of Shabbos chol hamoed is miyusad al shir ashirim. The piyutim there that are said in those, okay, during the Shabbos chol hamoed, again, you got to go to the Yeki Shul to see it, all revolve around Shir HaShirim. So it makes sense then that the piyutim of the Yom Tov Achron, when it falls out on Shabbos, since Shir HaShirim is done on the Yom Tov Achron, since it fell on Shabbos, the piyutim would be the same. Bimchal Yom Achron b'Shabbos, he says, and if the Yom Achron falls out on Shabbos, Omrim b'yotzer ha piyutim shel chala hamoyed. So also on the Yom Tov Achron, the eighth day, you'll say the piyutim of Shabbos chala hamoyed in yotzer. And then what you do is in Shmona Esrei, you will go ahead and flip the piyut of Yom Shvi into the Shmona Esrei piyut. We continue on now. Sip test. Shabbos shachal b'chol hamoed. Shabbos that falls down on chol hamoed. Arvis Shachris and Mincha Mispal Kedarcho. You daven the regular Ma'ariv Shachris and Mincha of Shabbos. Kedarcho Shal Shabbos. V'omer Yalav Yavo B'Yavo. So there's a regular Shabbos Tefillah with Yalav Yavo in Ma'ariv Shachris and Mincha. However, V'Musaf, like on a weekday, right, of Chol HaMoed, you have the regular Tefillahs of Chol, but you have the Musaf of the Yom Tov of Pesach. So to here, you will have the Musaf of Pesach of Chol HaMoed, Musaf Omer, Seder Musaf Yom Chol HaMoed. You're going to have the Musaf of Pesach of Chol HaMoed, Ela Shemaskir Shal Shabbos. But what you do is, in the Musaf, you have to mention the Musaf of Shabbos. And you also mention that it is Shabbos. So you say, V'yomer, V'titin Lanu Es Yom HaManoach HaZeh V'yom Chag HaMatzos HaZeh. And you remember, we pointed out that we don't say Es Yom HaManoach Hazeh, V'Yom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh. That's not our nusach. We say, okay, Es Yom HaShabbos Hazeh V'Yom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh. V'chein Omer Es Musfei Yom HaManoach Hazeh V'Yom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh. Again, our nusach is Shabbos, not Yom HaManoach. V'chosein V'kayin HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yazmanim. U'maftirin Haisa Alay. And the maftir is the maftir of Haisa Alay. Comes the Mishnah Brura, and he says, which refers to Amur al Inyan Tchiyas HaMesim, which refers to Tchiyas HaMesim. That time, and the reason is, Ki Tchiyas HaMesim Yeh B'Nisan. Tchiyas HaMesim is going to come in Nisan, and Boga Mogog is B'Tishrei. Alkei Mavdirin B'Nisan Ha'atzamos Hayaveshos, which is referring to Gogu Magog, U'V'Tishrei, and in Tishrei, you explain from Yecheskel, B'Yom, right, Bo Gog U'Magog. Okay, continuing the Ramah, they must give birchas haftira lePesach lo beEmtza velo beChasima, and you don't mention in the bracha of the haftira lePesach, okay, not in the middle and not in the ending in the Chasima. Tipkat and Tesvav. What does this mean? Ain maskirin the b'shabbes shechal b'chol hamoed ain haftira ba ella b'shvil shabbes b'vad sharei ain maftirin. So again, we're talking about here Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Yeah. So in Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you don't mention Pesach. You only mention Shabbos. Why? Because the Haftorah is only coming for Shabbos. Because you don't go ahead and you don't have Maftir on Chol HaMoed. Therefore, Lefichach, Omen Birchas HaHaftorah Kimo Bishar Shabbos Hashanah. Therefore, the Birchas HaHaftorah is like any regular Shabbos. So you don't add Pesach into it. And you don't even change the ending. In the ending, you just say, okay, you only answer Mekadesh HaShabbos. You don't say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim, because it's Chol HaMoed. Because of Achronim, however, the Achronim write, we mentioned this earlier, the Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos is different. There you are Mekadesh HaShabbos. You say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim, even though it's Chol HaMoed. V'chein Maskir Shel Sukkos Be'emtza bracha, and you also mentioned in the actual bracha itself, kiyom kimo, like in the yom tov rishon shel sukkis. Why? So we had said this once before, but we repeat it again here. Ba'atam shekol yom v'yom chol hamoed sukkis, because every day of chol hamoed sukkis, hu kimoed b'fnei atzmo. It's like its own moed, it's like its own yom tov. Mishum dechalukin bekarbanos hamusafim, because unlike Pesach, which is the same karban each day of chol hamoed, sukkis has its right. The parei achag has different musaf. Each carbon musaf each day, and that's the reason why on Sukkot on Shabbos Chol HaMoed the Yom Tov is mentioned in the Haftorah, both in the Etzem Bracha itself as well as the Chasima. We continue on in the Ramah, and he says, "V'nagin loymar shir hashirim b'Shabbos Chol HaMoed." The minhag is to say shir hashirim on Shabbos of Chol HaMoed. V'mchal Shabbos b'Yom Tov Achron, and if Shabbos falls out on Yom Tov Achron, Omen also the also Shabbos, then you will have said it on that Shabbos, meaning when the seventh day of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so you're going to go ahead and say Shir Hashirim on that day as opposed to on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, because there is no Shabbos Chol HaMoed. V'chein adin b'sukos im koheles, and the same thing would be regarding Sukkos. With respect to Koheles, it's said on Chol HaMoed, Shabbos Chol HaMoed. The Noagin Loimar Rus b'Shavuos. The minhag is to say Rus, to lane Rus, the Megillus Rus on Shavuos. So you have Shir HaShirim on Pesach, Koheles on Sukkis, and Rus on Shavuos. Va'am Nagu Shavu Levarech Aleim Al Mikra Megillah Velo Al Mikra Ksuv. And he said, and the minhag the Rama says is not to make the bracha of Al Mikra Megillah and Al Mikra Ksuvim when you go ahead and lane from the Nach Ad Kan. So look what he says. Mishnah Brura Sifkata Yitzayin. V'noagin loymar Shir HaShirim. V'nei shebefarash bo inyei Yitzias, right? Because Shir HaShirim actually specifies Yitzias Mitzrayim. Uvasukas Koheles, and Sukas of Koheles, v'nei shehein yimei Simcha, Uksiv, and Sukkis you do Koheles because it's Yom of Simcha. Uksibe Koheles ule Simcha ma zo osa. And Rus is Beshvus, Teisa be Yalkut. It says in Yalkut, Rus. In the Yalkut of Rus, it says, in the Medrash of Rus, Yalkut, it says, Ma in you Rus etel atzeres. What does Rus have to do with atzeres? Shvus? Shenikrais bizman, that is read, bizman matan Torah, that is read at the time of Zman matan Torah Seinu. Lamdecha shalom nitna Torah, ela al yidei yisurin vioni. The Torah was given only via, that's the way Torah is given, via yisurin and oni. Benagu leproso biyom sheni. And the minhag is to read Rus on the second day, right? Abdomos, we read on the first day. Sif. Katan Yudches, B'Shabbos Shal Chalamoyim, B'Nei Shapiyutim Shal Oso Shabbos, Miyusadim Al Shir Hashirim. The reason why you go ahead and lane it, okay, on Shabbos of Chalamoyim, is because the piyutim that you say in the Shabbos of Chalamoyim is based on the Shir Hashirim. Sif Katan Yudches, V'Am Nagu, and the Am is Noyeg, not to lane on the, not to say a bracha on the laning of these megillas. V'chein hiskim ataz, but the Taz says, u'magen Avram hiskim imosan aposkin amatzrichin. However, the Magen Avram, however, disagrees with the Ramah here. He agrees with the poskin that say, you should make a bracha al kulam, you make a bracha on all the megillas, chutz mikoheles, except for koheles. Okay, and the agro, they are a pas of, even al koheles, yesh levarach, you should make a bracha on it. V'chein anoeg levarach al kolponim, therefore, those who are knowing to make the bracha on the Megillus, besides Megillus Esther of Shir HaShirim, Koheles, Rus, they do it kishiksuvin ala klaf, they do it dafka, as you know, when they are leaning from the klaf, ein limchos biyado, one should not go ahead and object to their leaning the Megillus when they have a klaf with a bracha, and minag agra, even Koheles, yom tov shechal b'shabbis, Omrin, when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, Omrin b'mincha, you say in mincha, v'ani sefilasi, like you normally say, et mincha, v'koyrin b'seder ha-shavua, and being it's Shabbos of Yom Tov, you're still going to lane the Shabbos laning et mincha, which is the laning of that week. Ad kan.